We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Boy, Max. The barking of Diamond Dave never gets old, does it?
Hell no.
No.
Hell no.
Not at all. Uh-uh.
More.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
So yesterday, a gut punch for a lot of us. And admittedly, full disclosure, I'm a college football geek, and college fantasy college football enthusiast. And this guy that, when it was announced that he died yesterday at the age of 37, I think it was, well, it's national news. I mean, this guy was a two-time Heisman finalist, Colt Brennan, who I think is a native of California, but played... Well, went to Colorado.
Yep.
And then left
scout squad.
And then left there and went to Hawaii. And set what, 30 NCAA records, either at the time or still standing, something like that, in the June Jones led, I don't even know if it was run and shoot. I mean, they just slung it all over the place. And Colt Brennan from Hawaii kind of did the unthinkable, frankly. Finished third in the Heisman voting in 2007.
Took him to the Sugar Bowl.
Took him to the Sugar Bowl, and they played Georgia. It didn't end well, but I was just thinking during the commercial, like, that Hawaii team, and thanks to Colt Brennan, that kicked the door open for non-Power 5, like, New Year's Day bowl games, right? It's like they made so much noise, and they were so exciting, and they were so fun to watch and won so many games that it's like, all right, they probably wouldn't be able to beat Alabama, but don't we want to see? Don't we want to find out?
Sure.
And I'm using Alabama as an example because they played Georgia. But I feel like that put or helped put the group of five schools on the major bowl map. If you have a good enough year, let's let one of those guys in, and in 2007, it was Hawaii. And like I said, things didn't turn out well, but Colt Brennan in 2006 threw for 5,549 yards and 58 touchdowns, and it took Joe Burrow's ridiculous year to break it. Burrow got 60 a couple of years ago, and I kind of thought, well, it stood for 14 years, but I thought that 58 touchdown year for Colt Brennan in 06 would be there for a long, long time. But anyway, his dad, Colt's dad, Terry, told ESPN that his son died early Tuesday at a hospital in Newport Beach, California. He had been a troubled guy, hard luck guy. He was in a car wreck that was really bad. And he had been in a treatment program for the last 4 months for substance. And Only hours before he died, he tried to enter a detox program at an area hospital, but was turned away because there were no beds available.
Yeah.
And eventually paramedics were called to a hotel room where he had been with some other people, and his dad said that his son had ingested something laced with fentanyl and never regained consciousness.
God.
Died at 37.
Just tragic. Yeah. Well, you're talking about a guy who had a moment in time and made everyone notice, ended up going, he was a late draft, I think, of the Washington football team.
Sixth round.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And had a moment, but could never get on the rails the right way. And, you know, unfortunately had some demons and just couldn't get on the right side of them, even though he was apparently trying pretty hard to do so.
And his dad said that he'd been doing well. It just took that one day.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2010, a car accident left him with a traumatic brain injury. I think he broke his collarbone and maybe something else in that car accident. He tried to catch on in three different football leagues, including the L.A. Kiss, owned by Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
And his dad said his son, head injury, broken ribs, and broken collarbone, according to his dad. And said he was really never the same after that car wreck. He also had legal troubles, both at Colorado and recently, multiple DUIs reportedly. He was arrested just last year at a hotel for causing a disturbance. And he was arrested at his home in Hawaii for another disturbance, during which police said he was extremely intoxicated. So his dad made multiple statements yesterday to ESPN, and it said it seemed to have an effect on him to where he just found himself going from one bad spot to another bad spot. This is his dad talking about him. And had been, like I said, had been in rehab, and Brennan's dad said he was really into it. It involved a lot of physical activity, and he liked it. He was working with soldiers who'd come back from Afghanistan and Iraq with similar problems, doing quite well with it for 4 months. Then something happened, and he went to the dark side, and it was just not good. So one day, basically, in California, did end Colt Brennan at the age of 37.
Just so sorry for his family and the loss that they must feel. And I mean, for most of us, he's, you know, that kind of flaring comet that goes across the sky. You see it for a moment and then it's gone. And then, you know, 20 years later, 15, 20 years later, you hear about him again. And this is how we're hearing about him. It's a shame. It's just a shame.
Fourth in all-time career touchdown passes with 131, and that was just in 3 years at Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
35, 58, and 38 in his 3 years there, touchdown passes. He actually led the nation in completion percentage in 06, 72.6% with those 58 touchdowns and only 12 interceptions. Passed for 4,000 yards three times, of course, and finished sixth in the Heisman voting in 06, third in 07. And that was the team that finished the regular season 12-0, got to 10 in the AP poll, and got him to the Sugar Bowl. He had that cool visor. You remember that? It's kind of the mirrored,
yes,
but it was almost a rainbow-colored visor that he mm-hmm. wore on his helmet. And for those of us that were either degenerates or just huge fans of football, to watch late at night on a Saturday, Hawaii in 05, 06, and 07, it was worth staying up for, man. That was, and no, it wasn't your old school 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but it was a thing of beauty with June Jones running the run and shoot.
Oh, June Jones, yeah. That was, those were fun teams to watch.
Yeah, they were.
And he was, and Colt Brennan was the main reason they were fun to watch. Period.
Yep.
So, Sad day.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So RIP to a Hawaii legend dying at the age of 37. A little sneak peek into OTD on this day, 1979. 16-year-old, we were talking about tennis yesterday. 16-year-old Tracy Austin beat Chris Everett on this day 42 years ago. Chris Everett had a 125-match clay court winning streak that 16-year-old Tracy Austin snapped. Longest single-surface streak for men or women in the Open era. What happened to Tracy Austin? I feel like she didn't really get to the Chris Everett, Martina Navratilova height, plateau, stage, whatever you want to call it.
Well, she didn't win as much. I mean, she won her share, but not like Martina and Chrissy. Those two were kind of on their own level.
So
the Williams sisters came along.
Oh, man. What was the gal that went to the Olympics and was pretty successful, had a really good tennis run earlier in her life, but kind of flamed out? And I know that really narrows it down, but that's who Tracy Austin reminds me of. She went, Jennifer Capriati?
Martina Hingis?
No, Capriati. That's who.
Oh, Jennifer Capriati. Yeah, but she ended up coming back and then won. I'm thinking she won a major later in her career. It was kind of like the full comeback.
Yeah. Yeah, she had some demons too, by the way. Jennifer Capriati did.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
So.
Yeah, Tracy Austin, my God. She's got to be late 50s, mid-50s now, something like that. I don't know.
She'd be 58.
Okay.
Yeah, she'd be 58. But
I know she won. She won, like, Martina and Chrissy won lots of majors, but Tracy Austin won multiple. I can't remember which ones, but I know she won some Grand Slams.
Well, let's see here. U.S. Open, twice.
Okay, there you go.
So
pretty good one to win.
You nailed that one. She did win. Semifinals Wimbledon twice, quarterfinals French Open twice, quarterfinals Australian Open once. So she had a minute. Career record.
Well, she was number one in the world, too.
335-90. So she was better than I gave her credit for.
She was pretty good.
Had a little staying power. Tracy Austin. Okay. And the reason why, one of the reasons why I bring it up, it seems random, but Chris Everett's run on clay is the ridiculousness of this little exercise here. Because after the 125 clay court match winning streak was snapped, she won 72 in a row after that.
Huh.
So she went 197-1 over a 198-match stretch.
So in that, she was like DiMaggio's hitting streak.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good call.
Very much.
How many did he hit in a row after? 30?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it pushed 30 if he didn't get to
30. I mean, it was significant.
Getting at least one hit every day for 2 months.
That's
and then
one
getting
of the
it
most.
Snapped and getting a hit every day for another month.
Pretty amazing.
A little draft trivia for you before we go to OTD. Mm-hmm. And don't say, oh dear. Can't take it. You may not get this one, but it's a cool trivia question, all right? 1984, the Cowboys and the Bulls both drafted the same athlete, but he never played for either team. 1984, the Cowboys and the Bulls both drafted the same guy, but he never played for either team. And the year is the hint, but that may not be good enough because this is kind of a tricky question, but it's cool.
I don't think I know.
Carl Lewis.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
I get the Cowboys.
Okay.
That makes perfect sense.
I didn't know about the basketball prowess, though, right?
Right.
Huh.
Carl Lewis, drafted by the Cowboys and the Bulls, never played for either team.
Is he still the track coach at Houston?
Yeah, I think him and at least one other former Olympian are on the same staff. Oh, gosh.
Because that's where he went, right?
That's right.
He went to Houston.
He went to Houston, right. Yeah.
Okay. God, I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Frederick Carlton Lewis, if you need him.
Well.
And by the time I get back, I'm going to find out who else is on that staff. Because I think it's like Leroy Burrell or somebody ridiculous like that.
Oh, wow.
I think they're both on the same staff.
Hmm.
Which would lead you to believe that they coach like, here's how I want you to get out of the blocks. And then they get down there and do
it. How much would it suck to have coaches that could still kick your tail if you were an athlete in the program? Probably not great.
It'd give you something to aspire to. Aspire to be.
Yes.
All right, it's 10:40. It's time again for OTD. Let's find out what happened in sports history on May 12th. Stick around.